An iconic aircraft displayed at this year's Riyadh for the first time in 8 years. The Harrier was last seen in 2011's show when a joint forces aircraft flew shortly before the type was withdrawn from service by the UK. The Spanish Navy still fly the type, and two Harriers from 9-2 Squadron based in the south of the country came to display to the crowds at RAF Fairford in Gloucestershire. Captain Manuel Rodriguez is the 9-2 Squadron Naval Commander and was flying one of the two Harriers. Chris Pearson caught up with him shortly after he landed.
Well, it's been perfect. Yesterday was bad weather, so we had to do only one jet display. But today we definitely had the Spanish weather in UK, and we could have the two jets display.
What's it like to fly the Harrier? It's an old design, but it's still a very functional, good aeroplane. What's it like to fly?
Well, the Harrier is like, if you compare the Harrier with the Volkswagen Golf, it's the first Volkswagen Golf in 1950s. You also drive you still drive the Volkswagen Golf now, but it has nothing to do the 50s with the one now. So this aircraft is an excellent platform. It's been like 6 or 7 software upgrades, and it has nothing to do with the first, the same aircraft like 20 years ago.
Does it have a glass cockpit?
Yes, of course, it's got a glass cockpit, a teapot, and all the good things that we need to use for today's threats.
You performed the display in front of a crowd who love the Harrier, and many of whom were sad to see when it was retired from service. Does that make it a special show for you?
Well, it's a bit special because we're running into many people here during our walkthrough in Riyadh, and almost everybody was very glad to see the Harrier back again here. They miss the UK Harrier, so we are glad to let them a little bit of happiness here.
And were you aware that the place, that the showground came to a stop whilst you were performing? People, everyone stopped, even more than stopped to watch the Red Arrows.
Well, I don't know. I was fighting the jet there, 200 feet hovering, and all I know is there was a lot of people, and I hope they like the show. And all the Red Arrows pilots were saluting us when we were going through, and that make us very happy.
Just one last question. It might be a Spanish afternoon for temperatures, but the wind is quite gusty. Does that make it difficult to hover?
Well, this turbulent winds makes things a little bit more difficult, but it's perfect under control, no problem at all.
A little birdie has told me that tomorrow is a very significant day for you for the Harrier. What's happening?
Yeah, it's my last flight in the Aviate Plus, Aviate Bravo Plus Harrier after 20 years flying. And for me, it's an honor to have my last flight in such a wonderful scenery like Riyadh is the champion league of the air shows.
That's fantastic.
In Europe.
How will it feel when the canopy opens for the last time and the engine spools down?
Well, it will be like a sad and happy. Everything work okay, and sad because it will be the end. But we need to give way to the new guys.